And this is a really key point, again, in the idea that Tolkien has only black and white heroes. Denethor's a good guy. He's going to lead the forces of good against evil, and yet he goes mad. And the way he goes mad is that he decides that he is going to burn himself and his son Faramir to death, even before Faramir has actually died, on a funeral pyre. And Pippin runs off to try to get Gandalf to try to prevent this. And what Tolkien's doing is working out the problem of pride and despair. We've had problems before of pride with Boromir wanting to take the ring, and pride and aggressiveness, but this is pride and despair, and that's the point I was making at the end of the last lecture. Tolkien says, you're not allowed to give up hope. You have responsibilities to those who you are protecting, and even if you think you are destined to lose, you can't give up hope. But Denethor does. And the way Tolkien works this out, which is really interesting, is I think he's making a kind of triangular relationship between Denethor, Shakespeare's King Lear, and the Lord of the Nazgul, the king of the evil ringwraiths. Now, how does this work? Well, given the pressure that's put upon a king in this situation, the king can go in one of several directions. Lear goes mad. Denethor goes mad. Both of them have given in to pride and despair. Now, why am I linking Lear and Denethor and the Lord of the Nazgul? Well, for a couple reasons, and most of them have to do with language, and it also suggests that Tolkien referred to texts outside of Middle-earth with his language. When the Lord of the Nazgul shows up on the field of battle in front of Gondor, and he speaks to Éowyn, we'll talk about that in a second, but he says, "Come not between the Nazgul and his prey." When King Lear is in his frenzy and anger, he says, come not between the dragon and his wrath. It's almost the same. All you have to do is substitute one monster for another, dragon for Nazgul, and then wrath for prey. Also, when Denethor is fighting to burn his son alive and himself alive, he says, come forth if you not all be recreant. That's a somewhat unusual word, recreant, but it shows up in King Lear where he says, false recreant knight. So I think there's this linkage. And the point is that an ordinary person may be allowed to have despair, though Tolkien doesn't really think so either. But when it happens with a king, it has huge implications. The huge implications in this case are that King Théoden of Rohan, who's done a heroic thing, led his people to Minas Tirith, saved the day, ends up being killed because of Denethor's madness. And then Denethor himself ends up dying. That's when we also find out that Denethor also has one of those crystal balls, the Palantir, and has been communing with Sauron. Though he hasn't been giving in, Sauron's been just showing him what he wants him to see. And this is a key point that I read The Lord of the Rings 40 times before I realized that this was important. Denethor looks in the Palantir and he says to Gandalf, even now the wind of thy hope cheats thee, and a fleet with black sails comes up the river. And so I always thought he saw the fleet with the black sails and figured that that was the end. But actually, if you go through the timeline in the back of The Lord of the Rings, you'll see that what Denethor has seen is Frodo's elven cloak, Sam's sword, and Frodo's mithril coat, which we'll explain why Sauron has those in a minute. But the point is that he thinks that Sauron has got the ring at this point, and that's why he kills himself. Now you say, well, that might be a good reason if Sauron got the ring to kill yourself. But first of all, Denethor shouldn't be looking in the Palantir, and he knows that. And second of all, even if he has reason to despair, because he's the king, he's not allowed. Aragorn, who's the good king, never actually despairs. Théoden, once Gandalf breaks him out of his funk at the beginning of The Two Towers, doesn't despair either, no matter how badly things get.